Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumaire. Prelude of the Founder of the Danish House. Lo, praise of the prowess of people kings, of spear-armed Danes in days long sped, we have heard, and what honour the Æthelings won. Oft skilled to sefing from squadron foes, from many a tribe the mead bench tore, awing the earls. Since erst he lay friendless, a foundling, fate repaid him, for he waxed under welkin, in wealth he throve, till before him the folk, both far and near, who house by the whale path heard his mandate, gave him gifts, a good king he. To him an heir was afterward born, a son in his halls, whom heaven sent to favour the folk, feeling their woe that erst they had lacked an earl for leader, so long a while. The Lord endowed him, the wielder of wonder, with worlds renowned. Famed was this Beowulf. Far flew the boast of him, son of Skald in the Scandian lands. So becomes it a youth to quit him well with his father's friends by fee and gift, that to aid him aged in after days come warriors willing should war draw nigh. Liegemen loyal by lauded deed shall an earl have honour in every clan. Forth he fared at the fated moment, sturdy Skald to the shelter of God. Then they pour him over to ocean's billow, loving clansmen as late he charged them. While wielded words the winsome Skald, the leader beloved who'd long had ruled in the roadstead, rocked a ring-dight vessel, ice-flecked, outbound, Æthelings' barge. There laid him down their darling lord on the breast of the boat, the breaker of rings, by the mast the mighty one. Many a treasure fetched from far was freighted with him. No ship have I known so nobly dight with weapons of war and weeds of battle, with breastplate and blade on his bosom lay, a heaped hoard that hence should go far o'er the flood with him floating away. No less these loaded the lordly gifts, thanes, huge treasure, than those had done who in former time forth had sent him solo on the seas a suckling child. High o'er his head they hoist the standard, a gold-wove banner. Let billows take him, gave him to ocean, grave were their spirits, mournful their mood. No man is able to say in sooth, no son of the halls, no hero neath heaven, who harbored that freight. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.